Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Who's joined us?
Anne.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. We have a very small studio, but boy, we can pack them in locally. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, my allergies, summer, well, whatever they are, seasonal.
Spring.
Yeah, they are really doing a number on all of us here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We are coming to you from Virginia Beach. Beautiful weather today.
Yeah, the reason she said summer is because the last couple of days has been in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, 80s, just gorgeous.
Wunderbar.
So I know that in the upper Midwest of the USA, Anyway, you've been having snow, tons of rain, cold temps, and we feel terrible for you. We really do.
It's always cold and rainy somewhere on this earth.
Sure. And those of you that come to us from the other side of the world, we get you from Australia, New Zealand, oh, Middle East. We know that a lot of you are now venturing into your colder times of the year, which we've just come out of, basically.
Yeah, we still got a couple cool days left, but the cold is gone.
Yeah.
We hope.
So,
you never know. Mother Nature does what she does.
Please feel free to call us, whether you're coming to us through Blog Talk Radio, or if you're international, use Facebook Messenger if you are a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Friend of Deborah Lee.
Yes, then you will be able to come right into the show too, free of charge.
And then you can Skype in.
And Skype in,
whether you're
of
domestic
course,
or
that.
International. We get Skypers.
And I've read that there will be WhatsApp will be on here eventually. I really like WhatsApp.
For Blog Talk, yeah.
It's very nicely run from my experience. So just so everybody's clear, I am using, as I'm holding up for the Facebook show watchers, ordinary deck of playing cards. This is no tarot deck, not oracle, not angel cards. Oh, there's so many.
Probably more. And Lisa Marie from Australia.
Lisa Marie, welcome.
Yep, but yeah, those are regular playing cards.
Yeah,
back
just
to
playing
them.
Cards. They're used as the focal point for intuitive perception. So they have no power really of their own. They just, you know, and by the way, I'll be sending out information. We'll be talking about it more and more. I am putting together an online training program that you'll get to try for free. And if you like what's there, you can also continue on to become credentialed by me as the only living expert of this method to become a practitioner, a professional practitioner.
It takes time to put something like that together.
And that's the thing.
I mean, she has old stuff, but times have changed now.
They have. So I've had to do a lot of new learning.
Things have to be updated.
Yeah, and everyone that I'm familiar with in my family, for instance, they are all studying, like, internet security. Some of them are into, doing different coding or musical end, but none of them are academically, I almost said challenged. None of them are, you know, up on putting together an actual school.
So, yeah, I mean, that's not like a common skill set, just to be able to throw a school together, you know.
But we will get there.
Learn by doing.
Yep. And that's what we're doing.
Bada-bing. All right. Have you finished your introduction on your end?
I believe I have there, Jimbo.
Okay. Right.
Jimbo
also,
Baggins joining us,
Jimbo,
of course.
Jimbo Baggins.
He is riding shotgun with me. No Veronica on
Lisa
Wednesday.
Lisa Marie, liking the sound of the course thing, Lisa Marie.
Oh, wonderful. Right. You know, this is what will unify us all. Because even if we all come from different cultures, different places in the world, there are many things about us that are, what would you use the word, that are very, you know, I'm trying to come up with the word. It's like universal.
Well,
among
we're all humans, regardless of your
love,
culture.
Love, pain,
yeah.
Joy.
Emotions are emotions, no matter how you were raised or who you were raised with. You know?
And, oh, my goodness, what I love when I teach this is being able to see the light come into your eyes. It's like you have a new pair of eyes now to look at the world. So it's going to be, I hope, a lot of fun. I've tried to design it in such a way that I'm not, you know, you know how you sometimes take, say, a course, and they are talking so far above your head, you're like, forget it. So I'm making sure that this is down to earth, pretty easy to comprehend.
I mean, there is a lot of subject matter here, you know, there is.
And I will be with you every step
but
of the way.
She's got some successful people that have taught this and they're rolling and they're like almost like they're like apprentices. They're really good.
Yeah, exactly. So we go from, we take you, it's like you're going to medical school. Remember, psychic love doctor, you'll become psychic interns.
At first, you don't start out as an intern.
Yes, you'll be an intern.
At first, you got to be, you know.
So anyway.
But you know what I'm saying.
More to come on that.
More to come, yeah. She's got lots of details to work out. Okay, let's talk about specifics now. Get away from the cards a little bit. Let's talk about communications here, all right?
All right.
Obviously, the number to call in is 515-602-9676. That number will take you to the blog talk portion of the show. You hear some automated stuff, and you'll be on hold, and you'll hear the show. Just sound just nice, like you're listening on the radio or like you're listening on your computer already,
right,
or whatever device you were. You're on a list. You won't be forgotten. We see you. That list populates. You're good. You're covered, unless I accidentally
drop you.
I've been getting better at that now that I've gotten more used to the functions of this. And sometimes they drop you. Sometimes cell phones drop you. Call right back.
Yeah.
Just call right back. Like I said, it's not – we've had other shows where they had like two lines, you know.
True.
And that's it. And everybody else got busy signals. So you're not going to get that here. You're going to get in the queue.
And remember, this is actually on Wednesday and Friday. These are our overflow shows from our Monday show, which is on newsforthesoul.com. We've been with them like 7 years.
Yeah, and it's also, they are also using the same platform, Blog Talk Radio.
And it's marvelous. It really is.
It is. So. It works great. And life is life. Every once in a while, like once every 2-3 months, maybe even longer. Now it's been, they have a kind of an electrical issue or some kind of internet issue.
True.
Because, I mean, it is what it is. That's the world we live in. You know, things crash.
Oh, we are also, let's face it, dependent.
Oh, yeah. Things crash. All right. I gave the number out. Let's talk about the other means of communication. You can, if you have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook, and then you can messenger us. Also, messenger folks, we don't want you to messenger us until we ask, only because there's not a cool little automatic hold queue system we could put you on. We'd have to, if you message in and we're not ready, we're going to have to just kill you. So wait till we tell you. We'll tell you. We won't forget you, right? Last option, it happens. Some people can't do either. If we get a gap, we'll go to the Facebook, the folks in the, watching us on Facebook Live, and I'll just type right in there, and you can type right back what your question is.
Right.
So... So not despair if you're like, oh, I can't do either. Maybe you're at work and you can't, you know, talk real loud, but you can sneak a little type in, you know, something like that. Do not despair. We can hook you up. When you do actually call us, since it's through the internet, you're on a cell, please be off speakerphone. You know, you're probably on speakerphone when you're on hold if you're normal. Get off speakerphone. You're probably also multitasking while you're on hold because we're like, we don't want to just sit there. Have a seat, relax, stop what you're doing if you can, chill out. Don't use Bluetooth, don't use speakerphone, but if you're driving in a car, we don't want you to break the law or get in an accident. We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't go, it won't go. We'll have to tell you.
Yeah.
We'll wing it, but if you have the ability in your home to have a nice seat on the couch or a chair, do so.
Okay.
Eliminate background noises. Cars especially are famous. You have a radio on, you might not even think about listening to music. Heaven forbid if you're listening to the show, too, it'll get like it's a weird thing because there's a delay. A car window down because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. No. Kids are screaming around, running around, going crazy. Break out the duct tape. Or the children's Michael, whatever your choice is. And I didn't do my disclaimer, so we'll save that for last. if you are, no, we'll say first, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our disclaimer.
Yes, and that's so that anybody who's brand new might get so excited over their reading that they start making sweeping life changes. And the future fluctuates to a certain degree.
Sure.
So we don't want people to immediately quit their job or to sell their house.
Some people are so desperate for good news.
Yeah.
They just, oh, I heard. Thank God, finally, it's going to happen. It's like, well, just relax a little bit.
Plus, the internet gods, I guess you could call them, they prefer that we don't try to come off as godlike ourselves.
Yeah, nobody is.
Yeah.
That is on this earth, walking around on their feet. I don't care what anybody says, those cults and all that crap. Anyway,
okay.
That's cool. One more thing that I want to talk about was international folks.
All right.
We always say viewers because 99.9% of our people that we do contact with are watching us on Facebook Live, and then they contact us one way or the other. We get calls from Canada. So we do get – so Ed, if you are going to call in or if you're viewing, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out.
Yes, that's right. We like to do that.
In Canada, you count. You're international. Mexico, you count. All right. Puerto Rico territories, you count. Hey, Hawaii and Alaska, we'll give you – it's not international, but you're remote.
Yeah.
You're not attached
yeah.
to the main 48. We'll give you a shout-out. I think we covered everything. I still want to give that number out one more time for the people that have just tuned in. That number is 515-602-9676. Call in. Get in the queue. It's all good. And I think on that note,
we'll go to a caller.
I think we shall – we shall take our first caller, which is area code 806, Texas 806.
Welcome.
I think we know who it is.
Hello.
Hi.
It is who we think it is.
How are y'all?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm riding my bicycle home from work.
Oh, okay. So this
okay.
is Ann.
It is Ann.
I was on
that
my earbud, but okay. I know this air.
How's everything going, Ann?
It's been going really good. I'm having a good time at work. Trying to exercising. I got a little walking group started at my job. And
well,
now I'm riding my bicycle. So, yeah.
Well, so you bike to work?
Yes, I only live 0.7 miles away from my job. It's just 2 blocks.
Perfect.
That's probably easier for parking and stuff, too, when the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh,
yes.
I have a question for you, Anne. Did you get caught in that terrible rain yesterday?
And tornadoes, I think.
No,
there?
We didn't have it here.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have any rain, but we're praying for rain.
Well, my son is now at Fort Hood, and he said there was, like, baseball-sized hail was falling.
Oh, yeah,
oh, okay.
That's around the Austin area, I think.
Yeah.
That's Killeen,
sure,
isn't it?
Started swinging.
I'm not sure. Killeen, isn't that it? Yeah.
What?
He's by Killeen.
Yeah, my son was there for a couple of years.
She knows the deal.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's having a terrible time getting housing as far as civilian, you know, apartments or homes.
Off base.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they have put him up in a deluxe suite.
Yeah, but it is a huge base.
For 3 months.
People-wise.
Oh, wow.
Know. Oh, yes, he's in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They don't even have barrack space
for him. There goes the Army's budget.
Yep, for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Anne, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to see kind of a general checkup because, I'm exercising. I'm doing stuff at work, so things are looking bright. I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. So just see what's coming my way.
All right. Well, Jim, while I look at the cards, maybe you could explain about why Anne can get a checkup type reading.
Oh, I'll talk about that. Yeah, and I also actually had a question. I'm able to come back, and then it just slipped away.
Oh.
It just faded away.
Boomerang.
The fog faded away. Maybe it'll come back. Yeah, for all those folks that say, oh, general checkup, that's what I want. I'm brand new. It's like, yeah. Anne has been with us for many moons. We know a lot. She's had a lot of detailed readings on different aspects of her life. She calls in so much, we kind of already know her current situation and all these things. So that's why she do a general reading. If you're a brand new person and say, I want a general reading, we don't know squat about you, your life.
I have to feel that connection.
Zip. We don't know what's been happening, what's any problems you and all that. We know nothing about this if you're a brand new person. So And being a new person, you always want to be vague in general because you don't know what to do. But you know what? This is like the opposite. If you're a new person, be very specific.
Because this method is extremely literal.
Yeah, and it's human nature to not do that. But if you are a new person and you're getting ready to call or thinking of calling or whatever, be very, very specific. Don't be afraid. Narrow it down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, the projection of your next 7 days, Anne, looks very good.
Okay.
Very good. I feel that you are definitely in your groove at the college. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This has worked out. It's been a boon for you in terms of getting your life restarted.
In the fact that she asked for a general reading of you that she's comfortable to.
You're right.
Yes.
That's a good point that Jim just brought out.
She's been around long enough to know that if she had issues, she would ask you specifically.
She would specifically say.
She's not a newbie. Right.
Right. So
right.
Just still be a little careful about the women that work there.
You know
how we women can be.
Clicky.
You know, so sweet to each other's faces, and then we're ready to drive a knife in.
No, they got a hand behind
their
back because there's a knife there.
Right.
Hiding.
So you still have a little bit of that, but I am perceiving there's going to be a new woman coming in, a new teacher, female.
Oh.
And you and she are going to click like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's going to be like a friendship made in heaven. So she's coming along.
Okay. Oh, you know what? There is somebody already there.
Okay.
Her name is Manu, and we were walking, and she said, I've been waiting for someone to, and, you know, start walking. And I said, well, here, I came to start walking with you. And, she asked me to have lunch with her and do things together. So, yes, it's already there.
Does she come from another culture?
She's from India.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is going to be a true blue friendship, and I wouldn't be surprised if the two of you in the future plan a little getaway to go somewhere, or you know what I mean.
People I've met in the country are very likable.
Oh yes, people from India are awesome,
and they got a pretty good sense of humor.
Yes, they do. And I wanted to mention to everyone listening, Anne here had been a hands-on grandmother. I don't want to call you a babysitter. That seems kind of...
I keep saying nanny.
Yeah, that's what you really were. She took in her grandchildren as daycare and put her own life to the side while they needed her. And I kept seeing there's going to be an opportunity, Anne, and I would tell her.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and sure enough, that she's now living that, and it's really going to turn out to, I feel that your position is going to be expanded as time passes there. So watch and see. Now there is a man. There's a man that's going to come into the college too. And I'm going to call him Tall, Dark, and Handsome because that's how he's coming through. I don't think he's there yet, but he's on his way very soon. And he's taking your cards, I think. Now, I don't know how do they have human resources in academic environment?
They should have an HR department. They should have one depending on the size of the university, at least for the people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some kind of different
department.
Right, yeah.
Because the two of you might have to work it out for, you know, dating purposes.
Okay.
I'm not going to say right now, Anne, that it's going to bloom into this raging romance.
Yeah, and a lot of it depends on the policies.
Typical policies,
if you don't have direct manage, if somebody is not in charge of somebody else, they don't care. And if you... Especially if you don't even work together, they don't care at all, hardly.
Now, here's one thing. You still have a young man in your cards who is, trying to think of a good word, he's got a lot of anger, and it's toward you, directed toward you. He could be one of the students there. I'm not saying he's dangerous or anything like that, but I think he's going to get himself in trouble where... Is that her?
No, keep going.
Okay.
I'm just getting ready. I'm thinking out loud.
I wouldn't be surprised he may get in trouble in the community and be leaving the school.
Oh.
Well, you're an academic advisor, are you not?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So you have to interact, obviously, with students for different reasons.
Right.
And I think that you are rather intuitive yourself, Anne. So if you have a male student there that you interact with who makes you feel kind of creepy, that's who it is. There's something about
okay.
Now, if he were to take on any characteristics in your readings as, say, somebody who could...
Real threat.
I mean,
real danger.
Yeah, there's so many active shooters these days.
Well, and or just whatever.
Right.
Crazy.
There's so much going on in the world.
There really is, and mental health is a big issue.
Mental health will drive you mad.
This boy really does need some professional help. So you'll be the one that will be able to.
Or at least flag him.
Yeah.
And hand him off to somebody else who handles that.
So all in all, your cards look great. You're progressing. You're going forward. You've made a new friend. This woman, you and she may know each other for the rest of your lives. That's how strong.
That would be great. Because I just lost my friend. She died of cancer two weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe this is my new friend.
I'm really sorry.
We're very sorry.
Yeah,
the C word is
well, it
terrible.
Looks like the
terrible.
You know, higher power brought you someone to fill that gap.
You know what they say? The people
that
aren't close, they say, you know, it was his time.
Well, I guess, you know,
You know what? It's not our time, because we don't want that person to leave, but it was his time. The higher power decided it's his time to now move on.
And boy, where they go, what I've been able to envision of it is an environment filled with love and light. And, I mean, they actually have a good time spiritually.
It sounds like it would be. They don't have all the physical concerns.
No,
they don't. The physical needs. I need food. I need shelter. I need medicine. It's gone.
People used to think that I was losing it, that I was, this was back in the late 90s.
You were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I actually saw, you know, that period before you fall asleep, it's like a twilight.
You're like in between both stages.
Yeah.
You're still half awake and half not. That's why sometimes you jerk and move.
Yes, and I saw a spiritual being. It was up near the ceiling of my room, and I saw how it looked. And what I want you to do is think of, now this is going to sound really crazy.
Acid.
Think of an egg that you've broken into a pan. You know, it's got that clear outer, I forget what it's even called. And
the
then
white,
you have
the egg
yolk.
White.
And it looked very much like that with sparkles and electricity running through it. And it was floating. And so I think they can take human form when they want to communicate with us and when, you know.
There's a lot of thoughts on that it's everything is all about energy.
It is. And so what I saw was highly energized. It really was. So Anne, you go ahead and you have a great week. Well, there's not much left.
Oh, well, it's the middle of the week.
It's weekend. Easter weekend.
Yeah.
She's an hour behind us, so she's still got a lot of light left, so she can get back on her little bicycle.
Is that your bike?
No, that sounds like a bird.
Or is that a bird?
Oh, no, there's birds. There's birds.
Oh,
I'm out in the front yard.
It sounds like the evening.
But I'm on my way
to
get my 14-year-old grandson. So, got plenty to do tonight.
Well, you have a good evening and
wonderful. Y'all do the same. And
Easter weekend.
And I'll check back in. Keep y'all updated.
Yeah. We love that.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good ride home. Be safe.
All right. Well, see, this is how things have developed for the show. Now, we do have some nights that are very slow. People are out doing things.
It is. And there's one thing we have to be honest about. Facebook is like re-racking how things are done.
Yes.
They are redoing things, and you have to go in and do things you never had to do before to make the simplest of any kind of posts or shares or anything. So it's taken us longer. It's getting harder to get the word out about our shows.
So it makes me wonder what their strategy is.
It's getting
is.
Like, you know what? It's almost like I almost wanted to throw any Hail Mary in it, and they might shoot themselves in the foot at the end. We'll see.
my own personal suspicion is they are trying to prepare us for Meta.
Yeah, but even that is like that is putting all your eggs in one basket. That's a Hail Mary. If they're going to go all in, if it fails, they're all out. They're gone forever.
Well, maybe Zuckerberg's time is.
I mean, so far the guy, you can't fault the guy because he's been right on. Everything he's done has been good, but
yeah. Well,
sometimes we'll see.
Yes,
we shall see.
Will.
Anyway, that's the issue. That's why we're having the posts and whatnot. People aren't finding them because it's not easy to find posts on. It's not even to find my own damn posts anymore on Facebook. I actually have to go. There's one. These used to be all mished together, posts and news feeds. Now they're kind of separate, and you have to click around. It's like, why? What are you doing, you know?
What are they doing?
What are you guys doing? You know what? It's free. So it's not like I say I'm going to cancel my subscription because I'm not giving them any money. But
and they've got me incarcerated over a misquote in a meme that
It was a positive, uplifting.
Yes.
It wasn't political. It was like it was inspirational, but it wasn't the right person that said it.
I got hammered.
She just shared it.
Until the end of May, any of my posts are going to go to the bottom of everybody's news feeds. So then I thought, well, let me take a look at this. I had worked with one of my sons some years ago. He's owns a web design business. He's a webmaster, and I was doing blogging for him, and I learned how to play with URLs, and I love the way you put it, Jim, how they caught me.
Oh, yeah, you know, like a metaphor or whatever, however you want to look at it. It's like she was incarcerated. It was kind of like a minimum security because she wasn't total Facebook jail, and they don't have a lot of guards, and she decided she was going to walk off and go do her own little thing. And then
I figured out how to –
She figured out how to get around it and get rid of all the restrictions, the little restrictions they put on her. And then they said, oh, you did that, did you? It's like somebody that got out of prison but didn't get new clothes and they're walking around with their orange jumpsuit on. They said, oh, we just found you pretty easily. Now you're going to solitary confinement.
So now I'm not able to share from the show page or from my personal
page. And from what I'm seeing now, that isn't 100% that. That's the revamping. Even sharing isn't easy anymore. Nothing's easy. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? It is. It's really crazy because I was trying to do it for the show tonight.
Yeah, and you ran into that?
Yeah, I went to – it was perfect. I said, oh, here I am. I found your post from Deborah Lee. Oh, I'll share it right to the Psych Love Doctor show. There was no share post available. It just sat there, and all I could do was cancel it or do nothing. So, yeah, it is what it is. All right. We're at Huntsville. Michelle, I think, is going to join us. She said she wanted to get her headphones from the UK,
okay.
I believe.
Great.
In the meantime, we'll do our thing since we're at the hump. Boom, boom. Want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. The number, 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call in on your phone or Skype. Do not forget, Skype is available. And we have folks that love it, even though they're domestic. It's just their thing. If you're comfortable, you can Facebook Messenger if you're a friend with her, Deborah Lee. And now all these are wide open now, and I think, here's Michelle. Well, let's talk to Michelle. She says, how are we doing? We are doing great, Michelle. I'm going to type this because it'll get there quicker. We're ready for your reading.
Okay.
And she's not a stranger.
I think I have given her reading.
Oh, absolutely. Because remember, we used to say, Michelle, ma belle. Yeah,
that's
we used to
right.
Oh, yeah, we know Michelle. And she'll correct me if I gave her the wrong international shout-out, but I'm pretty sure she was UK.
UK, I think.
Pretty
so.
Sure.
But correct us if we are on the wrong map.
Yeah, because, like, we've never been wrong before on this show.
Right.
All right, well, she went to get her earphones so she can hear us, and there's a delay, and I'm typing, we're doing both. We got a lull, so it's perfect for you, Michelle. If you can't call in or messenger in, now you can just type your question.
Incidentally, while we're waiting for Michelle, I do have an 800 number that is going to be more operational starting tomorrow. Any new callers get 5 minutes free. And you can end these calls whenever you want. You will enroll, like we'll say, as a new caller. And it's very nice how there's a recording that comes on saying, your time, you know, is done. Would you care to continue? And you can be on for 2 minutes. You can be on for 10 minutes. However many questions you might have, I'll be more available than having to, say, make an appointment. You'd be able to catch me right on the spot. Like that.
Yes.
The only thing is you won't be able to see me until we work out a camera arrangement.
Well, we're not sure we can do that, so don't promise things you can't make come true.
Otherwise, I can meet with you on Skype, or I can meet with you.
The 800 number is the best for you because you can decide, I want to call now. And you can say, I want 13 minutes is all I want. You know, you get to decide everything. All right. First she says, all right, you're always spot on.
Thank you.
So whatever the cards have to tell me. And then I said, can you be more specific, narrow it down to at least an aspect or a subject? And then she said, who's gay? So that one threw me for a loop. Not sure what that meant, who's gay.
Yeah, I'm wondering too. That one sort of seems vague to me.
Or maybe we were talking and said something.
Who
weird.
Do you suspect?
Or maybe she thought we were talking about somebody gay.
Yeah. I don't know that we were.
I don't even remember talking about Ben gay, but I don't know.
So, yeah, Michelle, if there's someone you suspect is gay or you wonder if they are. Now, sometimes I can see the duality of somebody who is straight, but also, the pendulum swings at times.
And you could
bisexuality.
And you could apply that to different aspects that have nothing to do with actual sex, right? People that have dualities.
Yeah, true. There are some of those
people. A work colleague. Ah, he's okay. She work colleague. Work colleague, gay or not. I'm getting it. All right. And while she's getting ready to do the card, throw me a male, female out there. Not that it really matters, but it might help her with her reading. Because when she's laying the cards out, she sees all sorts of people that might help.
I'm curious to know also, Michelle, why you're curious.
Yeah, why? Why? I mean, is it just curiosity or do you think that might be somebody I might like, but if they're really one way or the other, it's not going to jive.
I'm just curious. That's all.
I figure it's one thing or another, you know. It's a male.
Yeah, figured.
Yep. So I'm just curious if she's like, that guy might be kind of a fun person I might want to get to know, but.
You know, I'll tell you, they do make excellent good friends for
but
women.
But you don't want, if you're totally into heterosexual and you think you're going down the path with somebody that's like a great friend to you, but it's because he's gay, you don't want to waste too much time. It's okay to be friends, but you don't want to go down the road.
Oh, they help dress you and they know how to do your hair?
Yeah. Is my intuition right? So I'm thinking she's thinking. I'm thinking she's thinking. Which is cool. I like what people call about their gut and their intuition.
I do too. Because it shows them that, yes, they have. I'm not special. I'm just as ordinary as any other person on the street. But the thing is, we all possess intuitive perception. Some of us use it on a regular basis, like the sun is shining, but I get this urge to bring an umbrella. And sure enough, you bring it, and it is storming when you leave.
Yeah, I mean,
work.
Some people can throw a ball better than others, but we all can throw a ball.
Yeah.
Everybody has intuition. Well, it could be raw and unused, and you feel a gut thing, and you don't even know what it is. Like, yeah, that seems interesting. And some people like her, it's like it's a fine, sharp knife with a very good point to it.
Are you ready, Michelle?
Stand by, Nisha.
I really think that your perception is dead on.
Again, so not sure if you're talking reading from Facebook, but we'll ask. I'm currently seeing a guy who's just wondering if he finally. I'm sorry. I switched names. Lisa Marie, hold that thought, from Australia.
Okay.
She snuck in there. I didn't know that she was still here.
Okay.
Back to Michelle. I interrupted you totally.
No, it's fine.
Cards out.
But I think you're right. Your cards say you're right. And this is somebody who right now is sad and depressed over a broken relationship with another man. And I don't think they're going to reunite. Because the other guy I don't think is as gay as the one you're asking about. Because I'm sensing there's some... I see the thing, but I have to find a word to put to it. he has sense of remorse that he got too involved with the coworker of yours, and it seems to have ended badly.
Hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, love stuff can get messy.
And he likes you very much. He holds you in very high personal esteem. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Okay, that's cool. Well, so her intuition was ultimately correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And he could be the manliest man. We all have to remember.
Well, it means nothing.
The stereotype.
Yeah.
No.
It means nothing.
No, it doesn't.
It means nothing. I mean, look at Rock Hudson.
Who would ever? And I hear Tom Selleck is too.
Tom Selleck. Yeah. I mean, these were guys that had bazillions of chicks that would just have all done anything to be with him for one night. And they were gay. And you know why? Because it's not a choice, typically.
I don't think it is
either. It's a choice for little 18-year-olds that like to play around in college and stuff because they're just bouncing around. And
yeah.
But, you know, the ones that are serious, they didn't get to choose. DNA did.
Well, and you can sometimes tell looking at them. With men, I notice their eyes are, like, closer together.
Or something. It's there's a little something. It's a stereotype. It's not always true, but sometimes it is true. You know.
Did Michelle get that?
Well, she was...
She can still scroll back if needed.
Absolutely. So, all right. And now, thank you very much, Michelle. Let's keep bouncing around the globe.
All right.
Let's take a big bounce to Lisa Marie.
And good morning to you. Isn't she
I don't know if it's morning. I think it is morning. It's weird because she's so far away.
She's in Australia.
She's on the opposite.
They're like 12 to 14 hours ahead
they're
of
heading, they're in fall right now.
Okay.
And she would like to know, I'm currently seeing a guy just wondering if he finally will be the right one.
That's pretty, I
like that. That's pretty concise. It's just she's seeing a guy. Mm-hmm. But is it going to be the guy is what she's wondering.
And you know, I've got to tell you, this method, personal prophecy, is very sharp when it comes to matters of the heart. It's that emotional energy. And if one thing I've noticed all the years I've been giving readings, if we do a reading like this and it comes with a less than hoped for response, that's the way it's going to be. You can't make something happen that doesn't have the potential for becoming reality.
If it's going to do it, it's going to do it on its own, right? You can't go out and go to see some gypsy and get a love potion.
No. Oh, I think, though, that Wiccans have great energy because they do good things with potions.
But there's got to be a limit to everybody, you know? Otherwise, if Wiccans had limitless power, they'd just say, oh, no more hunger, no more wars. You know, it's like, come on. You know, everybody's got power limits. Except you, whoever you think the supreme person is in your life. And Lisa Marie did say, she confirmed it this morning.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you have a lovely day.
Yep, we do. We do indeed. We know that fall is kind of a nice, fall and spring are fun times of the year, typically.
Well, and I'll tell you, Australia is on my bucket list. I would love to go there someday.
Well, I don't have just one place. My bucket list would be to hit every continent.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
But the problem with Asia is, I mean, Australia is big too, but Asia is a big-ass continent. I mean, you can't just say, I want to go to Asia, because you just go to one little place and not even, I wouldn't say the tip of the iceberg. You can see the iceberg below the water. Spend a lifetime in Asia. Probably in Australia also.
All right. I want so badly to tell you, oh, yes, I think that you have met your one. But you know what? I see here that as you see each other more and more and get very familiar and, you know, how it is, he has a bit of an argumentative personality or nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to find as time goes by that he gets on your nerves, criticizing things. It's the cards here is a three of diamonds, and that generally characterizes like petty things, petty disagreements.
So he's got like a baby OCD-ness or something? Baby.
Yeah, I would say also here's something interesting for you to remember. It's the three of diamonds is basically like a tug of war. All right. You know how it is. You got a length of rope between you, and he jerks it a little, and he's saying something like, you know, the way you drink your tea, it really annoys me, whatever the reason is. And so he jerked that rope a little bit with you, and now maybe you jerk back and say, well, pal, I don't really like how you
however you hold your fork. And
pretty soon that jerking back and forth is getting really strong. And you can go from that little petty incident all the way up to, I remember what you did on Valentine's Day, and I've never forgiven you. See, it'll escalate.
Yeah, and if small things, people think, well, it's just a small thing. But if you're constantly arguing about small things, it's just as bad as having a weekly blow up on a big thing. It's not going to work out if you don't get through it.
Winning move, just let go of the rope.
Yeah, and it's so hard, especially for young folks.
It is.
That haven't been, like, hurt a lot.
And seasons, like,
well, I was just saying, people, when you go through a lot of pain and get scar tissue, even though it's like, you know, I know it's going to hurt me to get rid of that guy, but after all the pain I've been through in my life, I know it's the right thing to do because I know this ain't going to work. And I've been down this road before, and this road is going right into a ditch.
And I think you're right. It's like having maybe like a woodpecker on your shoulder that's going brrrr and won't leave you alone. So bear that in mind. Mm-hmm. That he
like
does
mom.
Have an argumentative, critical nature. What? Like what?
Remember mom, they talk about peck, peck, peck. You're just pecking like a woodpecker.
Yeah, that's right.
And
no.
Yeah, like you were saying, it might be small, but after you get pecked on like for 2-3 or the entire time together, you can't do it.
Enough already.
Yeah, it's not like you're pulling a gun to my head, but still, this little nitty critiquing every little thing, I can't live with that forever.
No, I have to tell you, and we forgot to mention early on in the show, if I see anything significant in a reading that I'm giving, I will let you know. And for you, I am seeing that in the future, you are going to travel for work. You are really going to enjoy. It's appearing to me like a job with a nice big title. But there's going to be a lot of travel, meeting new people, making good money. And that could be another thing in this relationship. He might be annoyed by, her traveling too much.
He might want her to be, I got a tiny little job that doesn't mean anything, and I will be the important person, and he doesn't like that.
Men characteristically do compare things like that.
Yeah. It's starting to get less and less, but we're not there yet. There's no equality at all as far as that goes.
I agree.
None. Way better than it used to be 100 years ago or even less, 50 years ago even, but it ain't there.
Well, realistically, women didn't work those years ago.
I mean, that really started big time during World War II.
Yeah, the women, getting hired to...
Because all the guys were off, and like, we need...
Airplane parts.
We got 1,000 factories, and we got to make stuff, and the guys aren't here.
So, but then when the guys came back, they got booted to the
They dirt. Did get booted, but some of them were like, eh, we got a little taste of that and started the movement, started, yep. She said she's 58, not young, and left.
Well, honey, I'm going to tell you what, 58 is the new 38.
Yeah, you know, it is. And we were talking with coworkers about time flying and all this other stuff and the little spiral theory when going down the sink, how it gets faster. Like, pretty much, people that are really young won't believe it. It was like, once you hit 50, it kind of doesn't matter after that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't mean your life's over. It just means, like, stop worrying about the years, the time. It's just, you hit a spot. Oh, take it, Deb.
All right, I certainly will.
It's been international night tonight.
Yes. Well, hello there.
And welcome
to the show. Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yes.
It is.
And how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. I just, wanted to know if I'm in the right relationship with Lewis at the moment, because I just feel that things are not going really great. I don't know if it's just me, but I just feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, and is there anybody else? Like, should I finish with him? Is there anybody else waiting for me?
I'll wait till you do the cards. Go ahead.
Well, how are things going? Can you give us a few details?
It's okay, you know. He still hasn't seen me. The conversation between us is to me, it feels like it's going dim. Like, it's like there's no communication with him. Now, he does say to me, he tries to call me. He is very busy working-wise and doing other stuff. And he does try and to call me, and he tries his best to text me whenever he can. But, like, it's there's some days, like, he could text me in the morning, and I won't hear from him for the rest of the day. And there's other days, then he will give me, like, a phone call in the morning. And then, like, today, now he rang me this morning, and, like, that was it. Like, I get no message from him for the rest of the day.
So what do you think? What do you think is going on? I'm just curious.
I agree.
Well, I did say to him, because this is going on for months, and I said, listen, like, there's no communication. It's like, it feels like it's one-sided, because it feels like I give my all, and I don't get nothing back. And I said to him, well, what's going on? Like, and he said that he does try his best to give me a call or a text, you know, when he can. He said he is working a lot. But
yeah.
Like, I said to him, well, there's 24 hours in a day. It doesn't take 2.5 seconds just to give a text.
And I agree completely with you.
And, like, according to him, he can't, but he has time to go on TikTok and to, like, other followers comment.
And
he has time for that, but he doesn't have the time then to give me a text.
And I think he is entertaining the attention of other women.
Yeah, right now. That's what I thought as well. But when I said that to him as well, and he said that's only just because he's supporting them. And I goes, well, it doesn't look like support. And I goes, there's ways to talk to other people, I said, when you have a girlfriend.
I agree. And I think he's addicted. After all of his health issues, he's addicted to, say, TikTok and,
I said the same thing to him today. I said the exact same thing to him today, what you were saying to me. And what he said to me was, I'm not addicted. He said, I'm going to come off this anyway.
And somebody who drinks every single day.
Yeah, drug addicts.
And
I could quit any time I want, but I don't want to.
Honey, yes, I've got to tell you, you've got way better possibilities for you.
Yes,
I feel that you and Lewis are going to have an argument coming up, and you're just going to put your foot down and say, this is not the kind of relationship I want.
Yeah, you deserve things.
And you are a beautiful lady. You've got so much to offer. You don't have to be treated as a side chick.
God, it's almost like not even second fiddle. It's like third or fourth fiddle.
And
you know, that's
like,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I have him out a lot. He does ask me, and that's kind of person I am. I will help somebody out if I can.
Yes.
And it's like I'm giving it my all to him.
You are.
I'm not getting on back. Like, I mean, he can't even give me a text, but he's timed it for this app. It's all the time for that.
I feel that this has been a good experience for you in learning what you don't want.
Yeah, I think it's
from a long-term relationship.
Right.
The way he's acting now, it's not going to stop.
It's been a long time, and
it won't stop.
I don't see it. I don't have the cards, but after this length of time, I'm a guy. He would have made a move.
Interest into his female followers. You know, I've seen the messages where he's commented on female followers on TikTok.
Well, because he likes the females.
It's right there, black and white. And I did say to him, and what he said to me is, that's only supporting. I support whoever support me.
He should be supporting you.
Ooh,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's a hidden
message
there. I support those who support me.
Yeah, you know,
I don't feel great myself, and I told him this as well, and it's like he just shrugged his shoulders, and that was it. Like, so he would have, he would put himself out there, and he would ask everybody else, are they okay, and then not me.
Yeah, that's a sign.
Well, he figures he's got you in his pocket.
Yeah, he figures he doesn't have to work anymore now, because you're...
For you.
He has you. He's got a hooks into you, he thinks.
And what's going to become very clear, and I want you to prepare yourself. You are going to eventually hear, it's under, sure to come true. So I want you to be expectant that this is going to happen, and it possibly will drift away, or it'll take the sting out of it. One of these women is going to contact you because she's jealous and wants you out of the picture.
Yeah, and I was thinking, or that, and I've seen it on...
Is he talking talking to all the women, like literally, like flirting with all the women.
Or maybe another one that's
that?
In the same boat.
Yes, I do see that. And
yeah.
I see that that it's going to be a, you know, a difficult thing for you to realize that he turned out to be a scoundrel, just like so many others.
It's like he's out of fishing pier and he's got a whole bunch of fishing poles in the water.
Yeah.
He's got one on the line, but he's looking for, he's going to play the other ones.
He acts like I'm the only person.
Well,
that's why he acts like
sure.
I'm the only girl and he doesn't want anybody else.
To you, he acts like that, yes. And I bet he acts like that to anybody else that's not got a hook in them.
Well, there is someone else that she's going to become aware of.
And, you know,
this woman's going to hurt your feelings. But remember, what goes around comes around. And she's going to get her
sure.
Too.
And the sooner you find out, the better, though, if that is the case.
I agree.
If that is the case, you want to find out sooner than later.
And, you know, step into your own power. And you decide, I deserve better.
Yeah, you
got to
step back and say, hey, I shouldn't have to do this, and take this, and this.
No.
Who the heck is that person? I deserve better.
I feel very, very alone at the moment. Like, very, very alone.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he makes me feel
that. You know, that we all have those periods that come along.
And I guarantee you that guy loves that you're alone. I bet if you had a lot of other guys around, you'd be getting more attention.
And make
I don't think he has any attention of actually flying over. I think he just wants the support of me. He asked me for money and I give him a few balls here and there because he said he really needs it. Like, and he doesn't want to be asking me, you know what I mean?
Smart.
And I'm like, okay, like, you know, I give you a few balls to get what you need, like.
Yeah.
And but, like, no, like, I didn't know today because he's coming up and he said he can't afford these stress-based kids. And I felt bad, so I did. But I feel like I thought to myself then, I think this is the last time I will ever do that.
I hope so.
Because the way he's making me feel. So I think, like, the minute I will stop all that.
What do you
think? Now, don't beat yourself up over this. You did what you did today because it felt like the right thing to do.
If you did the wrong thing with good intentions, you should never beat yourself up.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
I made a way bigger mistake than you did.
And shame on that person
for doing that.
To you and to her. Yeah, that's shame on that person, not shame on you.
You're seeing his true colors now, hon. And he is not showing emotion towards you. And I think he got a new lease on life from his heart surgery, and now he's like a kid in a candy store. He's just going to go after this one and that one. Oh, he'll regret it someday. But I really think you will move on, and by that time you'll be saying, too little, too late, Lewis. Too little.
Well, you think he would ask me back?
Oh, eventually.
Well, especially if he's talking about cutting things off and hanging things out. Then it's going to turn into Valentine's Day again, and pouring on the romance and whatever.
Yeah.
If you act like you're going to move on, absolutely.
Remember when I said 2 months ago about my ex, Brian?
Yeah.
He worked across the way from me. I mentioned him 2 months ago. Well, me and him kind of in contact a bit. Me and him some texts and like a bit. Now, he did tell me he does have feelings for me but he said that he's not ready.
Yeah.
Yes. To actually go into that relationship because something happened really bad to him and he went straight into depression and he's out of that depression, but he needs to find himself first before he goes.
He's here. He is right here in your cards and he still thinks the world of you. You scare him in the sense that he could really give his heart to you, you know, and he's afraid. This is a man who has been traumatized deeply. And
some never recover.
Some never
They
do.
Will never, ever get into a deep relationship.
Do you think me and him will ever get back together again?
I think you've got a really good chance there with Brian, is it? Brian?
Yeah, because I'm afraid to text him because it was only last week when he told me like he's not ready for a relationship, that he needs to find himself, like, and he hasn't been with anybody for the last 6 years.
Well, he might...
Over this. Trauma.
He might at least allow you to be a good friend to him. You know, friendship is the best foundation there is for marriage. You know, you've got to have that strong bond of friendship. I really think, though, he's going to snap out of it pretty soon. I really do.
Do you think he would text me, my ex? Do you think he would contact me and you actually ask me what's the story between me and him?
See, here's the thing. He thinks your life is beautiful, like we say here. Coming up roses, you rainbows and unicorns. He has that image of you. So it makes him feel sad, like, oh, I should not be bothering her. So I think you could, not pester him, but send him a message here and there.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open the door just a little crack.
So when I sent my message, because I kind of backed off from him, because he said to me that he needs to find himself, because he hasn't been with anybody for 6 years. And with this trauma, he told me about what happened. It's really like he went straight through depression and depression. And now he's kind of out of that. He's trying to find himself again, but he's not ready.
Well, you know, just keep that contact there. Don't get pesky with him where he's, you know, but you're irresistible to him. He really has deep feelings for you.
And don't.
Yeah, he did. He did tell me that there is some feelings there. He said there always going to be feelings there.
And don't make us think like you have moved on forever.
No.
Just say, okay, you want some space, I'll give you space. Let me know when you're kind of ready to at least start talking again.
I want to get rid of Lewis, but it's going to sick of him. I want to actually and the ex get back together.
You need to move on from Lewis.
I think you do. And when you make that decision, I think you should cut and block all ties because you're going to get the violins coming,
The more pity.
I've got all
money.
He's going to come back hard with a counter offer. So I think when you say, I'm done with you, shut all communications down.
I think you should. Honey.
Make 100%.
I really do.
Yeah.
You are not going to be alone, let me tell you.
You did what you could do with that, and that didn't pan out, and it's not your fault.
Being on my own, you say.
Well, you know what they say? When we pray to the higher power and ask for strength, so higher power is not going to hand down. Well, here you go. Big bunch of muscles and a lot of emotional steel. No, they're going to put us in situations where we gain strength.
Yes.
From it.
Yeah. I sent you down this crappy road for a reason.
If things don't work out, I'm not going to get the money back off state, but that would be a lesson for me.
It is.
To carry.
Yes, you went to an expensive university.
But not as expensive as some people.
In this relationship, but you can graduate by saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will be finished, and it probably will be me be finishing it, because I don't think he will finish it.
And you know what? When you spill the milk, you can't cry over it. The milk's gone. Let it go. Let it go. Lessons learned. Chalk it up.
Can you call us on Friday? The show's going to get cut.
We got 1 minute left.
Yes, please call us. It'll give you something to look forward to. And call earlier in the show if you can, so that we can spend more time with you.
Sure.
Okay.
And
you answered some of my questions anyway. Yeah. Can you peace of mind?
I hope so. And I'm going to keep a space for you, and I'm going to fill it with light and love.
And she's very intuitive. She already kind of knew all the things you told her. Yeah. You could tell.
You'll see. You'll have a good man yet. You'll be saying, Lewis, who?
Be patient. Yeah. Don't worry about any mistakes you made in the past. You're going to the school of life. It's a lesson learned.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Take care, my darling. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.